and by mercy of Guru, gets Tattva Jnana, then he understands this thing. Yes, Vibhava. Then he understands this thing. I am a door. Krishna is door, I should completely surrender unto Krishna. Then Krishna may use me as an instrument in his hand. Those who are receives as Tattva Jnana, by the mercy of Tattva Jnana, mercy of Guru, those who have received Tattva Jnana, they can see Tattva Vastu of Jnana Tattva Brajendra Kumar, they can see the Absolute Truth. Brajendra Kumar, yes, all his realas, all his activities, those who have not received Tattva Jnana, their eyes are not opened. Jnana-timirandasya, jnana-anjana-sulakaya, chakhyar-militam-jena-tasme-sri-gurubena. Who opens my eyes? What eye? Jnana-chakhyu. What do you say? Eye of knowledge that Guru, Tattva-acharya, has opened. He is my master. What is that? Janme janme guru sei? Sakhyu dan dilajai janme janme guru sei. Who has opened my eye, that's eye of knowledge. That means who has imparted Tattva Jnana to me and opened my eye of knowledge. With that eye you can see, Lord. Shyam Sundar, you can see all his leelas. Yes. Do you understand? That will appear before your eye. He is my master, life after life. Yes. One who has not received Tattva Jnana, so these and such eyes not opened, is a blind man. Yes. If there is no eye, no vision, then his activities are the activities of a blind man. Yes. Isn't it? Blind man. Your all activities are activities of blind man. You're a blind man. Yes. Therefore you look at pornographic cinema, TV, magazine, not see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, his leelas. So sadhaka, first of all, you should hear. First is hearing, sravana. Yes. Tattva sravana. Do you understand? As long as he is not situated in the platform of tattva, he has no adhikar for suddha bhakti, pure devotion. Yes. Therefore, Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has stressed upon this point, sādhaka, first of all, on śāstriya śraddhā. Put faith in śāstra, sādhu, śāstra, guru. That is śāstriya śraddhā. Yes. Specifically stressed on it. Yes. Who is not initiated in śuddha brahmā, it is to be understood that you have not developed śāstriya śraddhā. Understand my language? Who is initiated in śuddha brahmā, to understood that he has developed śāstriya śraddhā. Yes, that's a fact. He can see everything through the eye of knowledge or śāstra chakhyu. What do you say? Śāstra chakhyu. Eye of scripture, yes. And that eye gives or opens Guru Pāda. Bonafide Guru opens that eye, gives that enlightenment. When Sisya receives certain enlightenment, Tattva Jnana understands everything, he can stay anywhere. Anywhere. Yes, no problem. He can stay in a palatial building, he can stay under a tree, Baba. Premji, yes, stay here under the tree. Yes, no problem. Yes. Because Wherever he may be there, he will always engage in sravanam kirtanam. Yes. Sravanam kirtanam. No other activity? Yes. Dupaha. This is tattva jnana lab. Therefore, tattva jnana is there. One should inquire. Tad vidhi pranipateyena pariprasneena sevaya. Pariprasna means inquiry, humbly inquire. Put question, that pariprasna. Tad vidhi pranipateyena pariprasneena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnano jnanina tattvadarsina. The tattvadarsi jnani guru will impart tattva jnana to that inquisitive. Very, very inquisitive disciple. He's very, very inquisitive. He's very eager to know. Therefore, humbly he serves. Guru pleases him. Humbly inquires. Humbly inquires. Do you follow? He inquires. His inquiry is not about body and mind. His inquiry is about Atma. So, Paramatma, Super Soul, Krishna. Do you understand? That is his inquiry. This is his inquiry. There must be inquiry. This is needed, first thing. This, therefore, here, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami, all this, so many inquiries. This first thing. Then comes Sampradaya. Sat Sampradaya. What is Sat Sampradaya? What is that? Bolo. English language, you say. Sat Sampradaya, yes. What is that? What do you know about it? Bolo. This transcendental knowledge comes through bona fide sampradaya, sadhu, mahapurushas, guru. This is hearing process, srauta paramparjya. Do you follow? It comes to them. Without hearing, ones, those are speculators. Those are impersonalists, they never hear, they speculate only. The speculator cannot understand it. Do you understand? Therefore, Mahādhanas have, and Krishna has, set up this sampradaya, evam parampara prāptam. It begins, sampradaya begins from Krishna. Do you understand? One should understand this sampradaya, but it's bona fide sampradaya. Otherwise, you cannot have this transcendental knowledge. This sabda brahma, I say, or supreme truth, or absolute truth, which is supreme truth, sanātana, eternal truth. What is that? Bolo. That is supreme truth, that is eternal truth, that cannot be destroyed in past, present and future. Understand me? The time cannot destroy it. Past, present and future. This kalatraya, three. Types of time cannot destroy it. That is Sat. That is Paramasatya, supreme truth, sanātana, eternal truth. Understand? And Mahapurushas, all sadhus, meditate on it. Satyam param dhīmahi. Isn't it? satyam param dhimahi. That is the symptom of Parameswara, Parameswara Swarublakshana. Understand? Not destroyed in any time, in past, present and future, that is Supreme Truth. Satya pratishthita Krishna, satyam matra pratishthitam. Understand? Satya pratishthita Krishna, satyam matra pratishthitam. Krishna is there in truth. Yes, he is Supreme Truth. He is Absolute Truth. Yes. And Krishna is the founder of Satya, Pratishthata. Yes. And truth is there in Krishna. This is Satya Dharma. It is not concocted story. It is not created by anybody. It comes from Krishna. Understand me? Dharmam tu sakhyā bhagat panītam navai vidur rusayo nāpi deva na siddha mukhyā asura manusya kudonu vidyā bharasana adaya. Sixth canto, what do you say? What is that?
Dharma is given only by Bhagavan, not by...
Rishi, any rishi, any demigod, any siddha, asura, demons are... Manusya, human beings are vidyādhara, sārana. This is Bhagavata dharma, vāstava dharma, real dharma, dharma of the supreme reality, Bhagavata dharma, Bhagavata pranita. It's given by Bhagavan. Do you understand? This dharma tattva is very clear, but very confidential. An ordinary person cannot understand it. But for the benefit of jivas, this dharma tattva descends through bona fide parampara. Understand? Bona fide disciplic succession in this material world. That succession, Srutapanta, this is hearing process, known as sampradaya. Understand? Guru paramparagata sadupadesa sista paramparabhatirna upadesa sampradaya. This is the definition of sampradaya. Understand? Now you take down. This is one definition of sampradaya. Guru paramparagata sadupadesa sista paramparabhatirna padesa sampradaya. Yeah, you should quote authority. Otherwise, how you become Vaishnava? What sort of Vaishnava? Yeah, you should quote authority. Otherwise, how you become Vaishnava? What sort of Vaishnava? Pseudo Vaishnava, pseudo. It is a pseudo Vaishnava, not real Vaishnava. Pseudo Vaishnava. Vaishnava quotes authority. Yes, that is Vaishnava. Shloka Bhaktaram, that is one of the definitions of Vaishnava. Yes. And explains it. That is Vaishnava. Yes. This is the definition of sampradaya. Guru paramparagata sadupadesa sista paramparabhatirna upadesa sampradaya. Understand? Write down. Right? Guru paramparagata sadupadesaha sista paramparabhatirna upadesaha sampradaya. The jnana transcendental knowledge or instruction that comes through guru parampara, bona fide parampara. Do you understand? That comes from them to a very, very sincere, surrender, faithful sishya, who is sista, that is sampradaya. Do you understand? This sampradaya protects Bhagavata dharma. Yes. Otherwise, how am I going to be protected? This is known as amnaya. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva sartim radabdhim. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Dasamula Sikha says this thing. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva sartim radabdhim. Amnaya means Vedic knowledge, transcendental knowledge. That comes through parampara. That speaks that Lord Hari is sarva-sakti, is almighty, all-powerful, and he is the ocean of melo rasabdhing, savai rasa. He is melo himself, the ocean of melo, rasa pradata, giver of melo. This is all truth. Do you understand? Yes. And this has begun from Lord Krishna Narayana, Supreme Lord, and first it came to Brahma, first created being. Yes. Mayadu brahmani pukta jasyam dharmo madatmaka. Bhagavata 11th canto. Mayadu brahmani pukta, Bhagavan says, first I imparted this knowledge to Brahma. Ayadu brahmani pukta jasyam dharmo madatmaka. Bhagavata 11th canto. Mayadu brahmani pukta, Bhagavan says, first I imparted this knowledge to Brahma. Guru Parampara begins. Do you understand? When Brahma was created, a lotus, the tail sprouted from the navel of Lord Vishnu, Lord Buddha Sai Vishnu. Isn't it? And Brahma was created. Brahma took birth in that lotus. So, when Brahma took birth, he couldn't understand what is my source. Then he went down, but couldn't understand. From where he has come. Therefore, again came back and seated in the lotus. At that time, he heard one word, sabda, tapa. That means undergo tapasya. Brahma understood that someone is telling him to undergo tapasya. He underwent very severe austerity and tapasya. Then Supreme Lord became pleased with his tapasya. Then he appeared before him, showed his Sajjanandadhana vigraha, showed his own abode, Vaikuntha abode. Also spoke about his own bhajan. It begins parampara. Jnanam param guhyam Bhagavata. It is here, I think. Jnanam param guhyam jad vijnana samannitam saharasyam tadangam cha grahana garitam maya javanahum jathabhavo yadrupa-guna-karmaka tathiva-tattva-vijyanam-vastuti madanugrahat. Isn't it? This is your second canto. Jnanam-parama-guhyam-me-yadar-vijyanam-samannitam sarasyam-tadangancha-grahana-gadidum-maya. Personality Godhead said, O Brahma, knowledge about me, as described in the scriptures, is very confidential, and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service, the necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Javanam jatabhavo jadrupaguna karmaka tadeva tattva vijyanam astute. It is said, tattva vijyanam. Tattva vijyanam astute madangrahat. O Brahma, all of me, namely my actual eternal form and my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, let all be awakened within you by factual relation out of my causeless mercy. Out of my causeless mercy. Do you understand? This is aham evasanga agre nanyajat satsatparam pasadaham jade tachya jo avasishyate so asmi aham. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. These are instructions. First came from personality of Godhead to Brahma. Do you understand? Beings, sampradaya. Then Brahma instructed Narada. Narada to Vyasa. Vyasa to Madhva. Isn't it? Disciplined successor. Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. Mahaprabhu accepted Guru from this Sampradaya. Therefore, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya comes. Do you follow? Sampradaya vihina mantraste vipalamata atah kalau bhavishyanti chattvaro sampradayina Sri Rudra Brahma Sanaka Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Khitipavana chattvaraste kalau bhavya yutkali purusvattamata. Isn't it? What is English, you say? Mantraste vipalamata. Yes. Bolo. If someone receives mantra from a guru who don't come in bona fide sampradaya, then mantra is useless. Do you understand? There is no effect at all. No, per se. Potency at all. Atakalu bhavishanti chattara sampradayana. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, there are only four bona fide sampradayas. What are they? Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka, Vaishnava Khiti Bhavana, Chatvarasti Kalu Bhavya, Utkali Purushottama. These are bona fide sampradayas in Kali Yuga. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka, Sri Sampradaya, Sri Lakshmi Ji. It begins from Lakshmi. Nanana Sri Sampradaya, Acharya of that Sampradaya is Ramanuja Acharya, is known as Ramanuja Sampradaya. Sri Brahma Sampradaya begins with Brahma. We come in that Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Do you understand? Sampradaya Acharya is Madhva Acharya. Do you understand? Rudra Sampradaya begins from Rudra Sivaji. That is Vaishnava Sampradaya. Acharya is Vishnu Swami. Do you understand? Sanaka Sampradaya, or Kumar Sampradaya, begins from four Kumaras. Acharya is Nimbarka Acharya. These are four bona fide sampradayas, these are four Vaishnava sampradayas, and bona fide sampradaya in Kali Yuga, others are not bona fide. Upa sampradaya. Do you understand? One should understand this sampradaya. These four acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarkacharya, Vaishnava acharyas. Ramanujacharya appeared in 12th century. Madhvacharya appeared in 13th century. Vishnu Swami's appearance, Nimbarka's appearance are not definitely, you say, ascertained. Do you understand? These four acharyas of their philosophy, yes. Do you understand? That philosophy, Vishnu Swami's philosophy, known as Sudha Vaitavada. Do you understand? Ramanujacharya's philosophy is known as Visishtadvaitavada. Nimbarkacharya's philosophy is known as Dvaitadvaitavada. And Madhvacharya's philosophy known as Shuddha Dvaitavada. Understand? So from here you can understand Ramanujacharya's philosophy, Vishnu Swami's philosophy, Nimbaditya's philosophy. In their philosophy there is touch of Advaitavada. Touch of Advaitavada. Do you understand? But Madhvacharya, philosophy is Shuddha Advaitavada, no touch of Advaitavada. He completely destroyed. You understand? It is very powerful. He is Vayu Avatar, incarnation of wind god. Very stout, very, very strongly priest, and completely devastated of Dvaitavada. It's only established Dvaitavada, too. No Advaita. So there is little difference between the philosophy of these four acharyas. Do you understand? Little difference. Regarding this dvaita. Complete dvaita-bhāt is not correct. Complete dvaita-bhāt is also not correct. Therefore, chattvāraste kalubhavya utkale purushottamāt. In purushottama-khyatra, jagannāt-puri-khyatra, the combination of these four philosophies will come out. And that is the most bona fide philosophy, that is acintya bheda bheda tattva. Inconceivably one and different. That Mahaprabhu propounded. Mahaprabhu therefore did acharya veda. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu therefore did acharya veda. And Mahaprabhu took the essence from the philosophies of these four acharyas, because in their philosophies there is something defect. Do you understand? That's not complete or perfect. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, Supreme Personal Godhead, and he was doing acharya leela. Therefore, he took the essence from the philosophy of four acharyas and gave this most sublime philosophy, that is acintya bheda bheda pada siddhanta. Chattvaraste kalu bhavya utkale purushottamat. Therefore, say, this philosophy will rise in Utkala Khanda in Orissa, Jagannath Puri Dham, do you understand? And will spread throughout the world. That is going on now. That means this Gaudiya Parampara is the most bona fide parampara. Understood? The most bona fide parampara. Parampara, the line that comes from Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? That is the most bona fide disciplic successional line. That is the most bona fide. Then this is parampara. Disciplic succession. Most bona fide is Gaudiya Parampara that begins from Mahaprabhu. Line. Do you understand? Because Mahaprabhu gives Krishna prema. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu gives Krishna prema. So unless you come to the fold of Mahaprabhu, unless you accept Guru from this line, Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, you cannot get Krishna prema. That's why. Without prema, Krishna is not available. Premi Krishna vaso hai premi tare bhaji. Krishna is the object of love. He becomes submitted to a devotee who has developed love for. Therefore, you should do bhajan, serve Krishna with love and affection. Otherwise, Krishna will never accept your service. Therefore, this Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, Acharya Parampara, is the most bona fide Parampara. And Mahaprabhu's teaching is Kirtaniya Sada Hari Tanadapi Sunichena Taroriva Saisnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Think oneself more insignificant, much humbler than a blade of grass lying on the street. There is no pride at all. I am lowest of the low. Taroriva saisana, be as tolerant as tree. Yes. You cut the tree to pieces and burn it to ashes, never objects. It tolerates. As tolerant as tree. Amani manada. Don't demand respect. Pay respect to one and all. Krishna dhisthana dhani. Because Krishna is there. Respect is paid to Krishna, not to the body. Krishna is there in every body. As Paramatma. Therefore, such real, who is real sadhu, Vaishnava, we pay respect to one and all. Even if we don't respect tiny ant. Yes, Krishna is there. You follow me? This is amani manada. Don't demand respect, pay respect to one and all. This is Mahaprabhu teaching. Then in ehi mata hoya je Krishna naam loy, Krishna paadvadita prema pujay. Mahaprabhu is the giver of prema. Prema pradata, Mahabhadanya avatar, most magnificent incarnation because it's Krishna prema pradata. Is Krishna prema pradata? How can we get? Develop, this is teaching. Develop this mentality. Think yourself, but humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street and lowest of the low. Be as tolerant as tree, don't demand respect, rather pay respect to one and all. This mentality, you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Imatahyaji Krishna Nama. In this mentality, this mentality who chants Krishna Nama, definitely will get Krishna Prema. Do you understand? Yes. Asra Vigraha Acharya, or Guru, his chief activity is to do Hari Kirtan. Understand? If Asra Vigraha, understand Asra Vigraha? Guru is Asra Vigraha Bhagavan. Krishna is Visva Vigraha Bhagavan. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan. And Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan, Serviter Bhagavan. Two Bhagavans. Astra Vigraha Bhagavan, Visa Vigraha Bhagavan, Sevaka Bhagavan, Sabya Bhagavan. Understand? Servitor Bhagavan. And? Bhagavan to be served, Sabya Bhagavan. No English language. Nasty language. All right, you understand. So unless Astra Vigraha Bhagavan or Acharya or Gurudev does kirtan, nobody can understand Visva-vigraha, Isha-tattva. Nobody can understand his name, his form, his qualities, his associates, his lila. Understand my language? Yes. Unless Asra-vigraha, Guru, Acharya, does kirtan, speaks or imparts that knowledge. When Gurudev does kirtan, speaks about it, then all these things appear in the form of Shabda Brahma. Understand me? Then one can understand Shastravatara, Bhagavata, Granthavatara, Isavatara, is Swarup, and is Tattva. Otherwise, nobody can understand. Understand? Sri Naam and Sri Mantra are descended here in the form of Sabdavatara. Do you follow? If Acharyavatara, Asraya Vigraha, Acharya Gurudev don't do kirtan, in the ear of Sishya, that mantra or Bhagavata will never be effective. Understand? Therefore, mantra is there in the Shastra, isn't it? So one may say, yes, mantra is here, I'll take a mantra, why shall I accept Guru? But unless it comes out from the lips of bona fide guru, bona fide guru, who is Acharyavatar, Asra Vigraha Avatar, do you understand? Unless it comes out, the mantra will never be effective. There is no potency at all. You may take a mantra from Shastra, you may chant, but there will no effect at all. No potency at all. It must come through the lips of Acharyavatar. Understand? Visva-vigraha, Asra-vigraha. Therefore, one must accept bona fide guru and receive mantra from him and hear from him. And otherwise, the tattva-jnana cannot be received. Sri-nam, Sri-mantra, Grantha-bhagata. Understand my language? These are all visva-vigraha. These are all visva-vigraha. By the kirtan of Asra Vigraha only through the kirtan of Asra Vigraha, this Visva Vigrahas, Sri Nam, Sri Mantra, Grantha Bhagavata, all Visva Vigrahas will appear. Otherwise they'll never appear. Understand my language? Premji, understand? Yes. They'll never appear in this world. They'll never appear before us. Only by doing archana, puja, one cannot understand this Sri Nam, Sri Mantra, Grantha Bhagavata, unless he hears from Acharya Avatara. Understand me? Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Prādhavisunichena taroriva saishnana amānīna mānadena kirtaniya sudhāhari. Kirtaniya sudhāhari. Yes. Do hari kirtan, accepting bona fide guru, especially Gaudiya, Acharya. Guru comes in Gaudiya, Acharya parampara. Under his guidance, do Hare Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is known as Kirtanakhya Bhakti. Kirtanakhya Bhakti. Yajjapanya kalau bhakti kalau kartavya, tada kirtanakhya bhakti sanjoge naiva. Jiva Goswami has said this thing in his Sandarbha. Do you understand? Tathacharya Jiva Goswami. He has said this thing in his Sandarbha. Yajjapanya bhakti kalau kartavya, tada kirtanakhya bhakti sanjoge naiva. Understand? Though in Kali Yuga, other types of bhakti are there, still, you should understand that bhakti only through Kirtanakhya. Understand me? Kirtanakhya bhakti. Otherwise, you cannot understand that. Siddhanta. So in this world, this is Mahanta Guru's Nitya Kirtan, this is eternal process. Eternal process, yes. This Nitya Kirtan Dharma is eternally going on Kirtan, and Sishya's duty is Nitya Sravana, always to hear. Yes. It goes on constantly, eternally, without breakage. Yes. This Dharma is there. It comes through Sauta Parapanja, hearing process. It is coming, and eternally is there. Yes. You should understand this. Otherwise, how can we save this Sauta Jnana or Tattva Jnana? You cannot receive it. Therefore, when you... Sukadeva Goswami is such a guru, sadhu, comes in bona fide parampara, Parikshit Maharaj now inquires. He is the bona fide person who can give proper answer. Yes. All his questions, all his inquiries. This is sampradaya, satsampradaya. Then comes satsanagama. Third topic. Then comes satsanagama. Satsampradaya. All right. I have already said what is satsampradaya. But I'll speak about satsamagama, sadhu samagama, sadhu sangha. How to know who is pure sadhu, and who is sadhu, and what is that? And what is its necessity? To follow. So I'll speak in the evening. Thank you very much.
प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय भागवत कथामृत की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे
The disciple is eternally inquiring.
So process is eternal.
The process is eternal.
Yes, I speak of process. And I am eternally disciple. Yes. This process is eternal. I am eternally the disciple of my guru. Yes. Yes. He's eternally my guru, I am eternally his disciple. Yes. I am constantly hearing from him. Yes. What I am hearing, that I am speaking. I am not concocting anything. My guru says, I say. All right, understand? It's an eternal process. Yes.
So, for a disciple who is still in conditioned state and the spiritual master has left the planet.
Yes.
So he has books, but still he has to hear Shabda Brahma.
Yeah. Hearing is more effective. Books will help you. They will help you. But hearing is more important. You have to hear.
Okay.
It's not that. Only by reading books you can have it.
So he cannot achieve this point of tattva gyan just by reading, even though he's had physical contact.
No.
He must hear from.
Hear from.
Tattvacharya, who's physically there.
Yes.
He was acting as
pipe. Guru is always there. Yes. Guru is always there. Krishna is always there. Huh?
Yes.
Manifested, unmanifested.
Yes.
Similarly, Guru. Manifested, now unmanifested. But still he is there. But you should understand how he is there.
Yes.
Not for that. You have to know, that you have to understand.
Yes. So then, sometimes devotees might ask, when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, then he gave mantra initiation by tape.
Mm.
But the mantra has to be received from the lips.
Yes.
And tape cannot catch Shabda Brahma.
Guru will speak. Sound, produce sound, huh?
Yes.
Utter it, hear up.
So for completion, it's necessary for disciple to actually hear from the lips,
yes.
Not just depend on tape.
From the lips, yes. Gramophone record. Recorded a voice. That don't help.
Not complete process, Guru.
No, that is not as effective as directly hearing from the lips. Yes.
When you say that the Guru is always present.
Yes, always.
That is the we have to recognize in which form he is present.
Yes,
that
yes.
is the meaning of disciplic succession, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. He's always present.
Yes.
Guru is always present. I see him, my Guru always. He's not true. He has not disappeared.
Mm.
If you say disappeared, it's so painful to me. No.
Mm.
He's there.
Mm.
I see him every day, every moment. Yes. Oh. Every day I'm hearing from him. Therefore I'm saying. How can I say unless I hear? Oh. I am not hearing any tapes, but I am hearing directly from him. You cannot understand it, Baba.
Sovanu dadi nava sasi leke.
Krishna bhajana tavo aruno vela Radha bhajane jodi mati nahi vela Krishna bhajana tavo aruno vela Ato parohito suraj nahi mani Ato parohito suraj nahi mani Radha birohito madho nahi jani Radha birohito madho nahi jani Kebala madhava pujaye so ajnani Kebala madhava pujaye so ajnani Radha onadaro paraya bhimani Radha onadaro paraya bhimani Kavahi nahi kar abhitanko sango Kavahi nahi kar abhitanko sango Chitte ichaki jadi nazara karanga Chitte ichaki jadi nazara karanga Radhika dasi jadi haya bhimano Radhika Sigroi miloi karo gokula rokano Sigroi miloi karo gokula rokano Brahma Siva Narada Shruti Narayoni Brahma Siva Narada Shruti Narayoni Radhika Pada Raja Sujoi Man Radhika Pada Raja Sujoi Man Umarama Satya Satya Chandra Rukmini Umarama Satya Chandra Rukmini Radha Avataro Sobe Amnaya Vani Radha Avataro Sobe Amnaya Vani Yena Radha Pari Karja Yankara Dhano Yena Radha Pari Karja Bhakti Vinod Taro Mago Ichara Bhakti Vinod Taro Bhakti Vinod Taro Mago Ichara Bhakti Vinod Taro Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Taruni Mandala Maitre
Gokula Taruni Mandala Maitre
Gokula Taruni Mandala Maitre
Gokula Taruni Mandala Maitre
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhika Charana Padma Sakala Sveyara Sadma Radhika Charana Padma Jata Neje Nahi Aradilo Jata Neje Nahi Aradilo Radhika Charana Padma Sakala Sveyara Padma Radhika Charana Padma Jata Neje Nahi Aradilo Radha Padankita Dham Vrindavana Jaro Namo Radha Padankita Dham Vrindavana Jaro Namo Sahajena Ashraya Karilo Sahajena Ashraya Karilo Sahajena Ashraya Karilo Sahajena Ashraya Karilo Radhika ভাব গম্ভীর চিত্ত দেবা মহাধীর রাধিকা ভাব গম্ভীর গণ সঙ্গ না কইল জীবনে গণ সঙ্গ না কইল কে মনে সে শ্যামানন্দ রস কিন্তু জানানন্দ কে মনে সে শ্যামানন্দ লভিবে বুঝ হয়ে কমন লভিবে বুঝ কমন লভিবে বুঝ হয়ে কমন রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের আচার্য রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম বিচার্য রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের আচার্য রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম বিচার্য রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম সে ধরিল রাধা পদ পরম যতনে সে ধরিল রাধা সে পাইল কৃষ্ণ পদ অমূল্য রতনে সে পাইল রাধা পদ বিনা কভু কৃষ্ণ নাই মিলে রাধা পদ রাধা পদ বিনা কভু কৃষ্ণ নাই মিলে রাধা পদ রাধার দাসীর কৃষ্ণ সর্ববেদে বলে রাধার দাসীর কৃষ্ণ সর্ববেদে বলে রাধার ধন জন কত সুত মিত ধন ছোড়ত করম জ্ঞান ছোড়ত করম জ্ঞান রাধা পদ পঙ্কজ মধুরত সেবন রাধা পদ পঙ্কজ মধুরত সেবন ভক্তি বিনোদ পরমাণু ভক্তি বিনোদ